Design Your Happiness: The Science of Designing a Happy Life. Written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. Happiness isn't a lucky accident. It's a masterpiece you create. Just like an architect designs a dream home, you have the power to craft a life filled with joy, meaning, and fulfillment. The truth is, happiness doesn't just happen to you. It's built through intentional choices, daily habits, and a mindset that welcomes growth. Science has uncovered the blueprint for lasting happiness, proving that it's not about wealth, status, or external achievements, but about how you shape your inner world. Small, deliberate actions can rewire your brain, shift your perspective, and create a foundation for deep and sustainable joy. So, if you're tired of chasing happiness and ready to start designing it, let's dive into the science-backed strategies that will help you build a life of true fulfillment. Chapter 1. Architect Your Mindset for Happiness. Happiness begins in the mind. Before you can create a joyful life, you must first shape the way you think. Just like an architect carefully designs the foundation of a building, you must construct a strong mental foundation that supports happiness, resilience, and inner peace. Your thoughts have the power to shape your emotions, decisions, and overall well-being. Learning how to direct them in a positive way is the first step to designing a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Your thoughts are like the blueprint of a building. What you design in your mind shapes the reality of your life. Every single day, your brain processes thousands of thoughts, and not all of them are helpful. Some thoughts lift you up, giving you confidence and motivation, while others pull you down, filling you with doubt and negativity. The key to lasting happiness is learning how to manage and reshape these thoughts in a way that serves you. Psychologists have found that happiness isn't necessarily about what happens to you. It's about how you interpret what happens. Two people can go through the same situation, but feel completely different about it based on their mindset. This is why developing a positive and resilient mindset is crucial. One of the most effective ways to shift your mindset is through gratitude, focusing on what's going well in your life instead of dwelling on what's missing or wrong. Even in difficult times, there is always something to appreciate, whether it's the support of a loved one, a lesson learned, or simply the fact that you are still growing. Another powerful tool is challenging negative thoughts. Your mind naturally creates stories, but not all of them are true. When you catch yourself thinking things like, "I'm not good enough," or "things will never get better," pause and ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have? How can I see this differently?" Replacing self-defeating thoughts with constructive ones can make a huge difference in your overall happiness. Train your brain to focus on solutions rather than problems. Life is full of obstacles, but the happiest people don't dwell on what's wrong. They look for ways to improve things, instead of thinking, "Why is this happening to me?" Try shifting your perspective to, "What can I learn from this? How can I grow?" When you make this a habit, your mind becomes a place where happiness can thrive. The way you think creates the world you experience. Every thought is like a brick in the foundation of your happiness. Choose to build a life that supports, uplifts, and empowers you, one thought at a time. Chapter 2. Design Your Daily Joy Rituals. Happiness isn't just a feeling that comes and goes. It's something you create through daily habits. Just like a well-designed home requires regular maintenance to stay beautiful and functional, your happiness needs consistent nurturing. The secret to lasting joy isn't in big, life-changing events, but in the small, intentional actions you take every day. Many people think happiness is something that happens by chance, but science shows that joy is built through habits. The happiest people don't wait for good things to happen. They design routines that make happiness a natural part of their lives. These routines, or joy rituals, help shape a positive mindset and bring a sense of balance and fulfillment. One of the simplest, yet most powerful daily rituals is practicing gratitude. Taking just a few moments each morning or before bed to reflect on what you're thankful for can shift your focus from what's missing to what's already abundant in your life. Research shows that people who regularly express gratitude feel happier, less stressed, and more satisfied with their lives. Another essential joy ritual is mindful breathing and presence. With the constant distractions of modern life, it's easy to live on autopilot, rushing from one task to another without truly experiencing the present moment. Try starting your day with a few minutes of deep breathing, meditation, or simply sitting in silence. This helps reset your mind and allows you to approach the day with clarity and calmness. Engaging in activities that spark joy is another powerful way to cultivate happiness. This could be something as simple as listening to your favorite music, reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or enjoying a cup of tea in peace. The key is to be intentional about doing things that bring you pleasure, rather than letting the day pass without moments of true enjoyment. End your day with reflection. Before bed, take a moment to review what went well during the day. What made you smile? What small victories did you achieve? Ending the day on a positive note helps train your brain to focus on the good, making it easier to wake up the next morning with a mindset ready to embrace happiness again. Happiness isn't something you stumble upon, it's something you create day by day through the choices you make. By designing daily joy rituals, you build a life that feels fulfilling, meaningful, and deeply satisfying. The more you practice these small habits, the more natural happiness becomes in your everyday life. Chapter 3. Construct Meaningful Relationships. Happiness isn't just about what you do, it's also about who you share your life with. Studies show that the quality of your relationships has a direct impact on your overall well-being. The happiest people aren't those who have the most money or achievements. They're the ones who have strong, meaningful connections with others. Humans are wired for connection, and the relationships you build can either bring you joy or drain your energy. That's why it's important to construct relationships that add value to your life. Many people make the mistake of focusing on quantity rather than quality when it comes to relationships. It's not about having hundreds of friends or followers. It's about having people who genuinely care about you, support you, and uplift you. Even having one or two deep, authentic relationships can bring more happiness than a large social circle filled with shallow connections. One of the foundations of meaningful relationships is deep listening. Most people listen to respond, not to understand. When you truly listen, without interrupting, judging, or thinking about what to say next, you create space for deeper connection. People feel valued when they are heard, and this strengthens bonds in friendships, family, and even romantic relationships. Another important factor in strong relationships is expressing appreciation. It's easy to take people for granted, especially those who are always there for you. But showing gratitude, whether through a simple thank you, a kind message, or a thoughtful gesture, can deepen relationships and make others feel special. The more you appreciate the good people in your life, the stronger your connection with them becomes. Setting healthy boundaries is also essential for maintaining meaningful relationships. Not every connection is positive, and sometimes certain relationships can drain your energy or cause unnecessary stress. It's okay to distance yourself from toxic people or those who don't respect your well-being. Surround yourself with those who bring out the best in you, not those who make you feel unworthy. Happiness in relationships comes from being present. In today's digital world, it's easy to be physically with someone, but mentally elsewhere, scrolling through your phone, thinking about work, or distracted by other concerns. The key to strong relationships is giving your full attention to the people you care about. Whether it's having a deep conversation, sharing a meal, or simply spending time together without distractions, being present strengthens the bond and makes moments more meaningful. The relationships you construct are the pillars of your happiness. By choosing quality over quantity, listening deeply, expressing appreciation, setting boundaries, and being fully present, you create a life rich with connection and fulfillment. Happiness grows when it is shared, so build relationships that bring joy, love, and meaning into your life. Chapter 4. Engineer a life of purpose. Happiness isn't just about feeling good in the moment, it's about living with meaning. A life without purpose can feel empty, no matter how much success, wealth, or comfort you have. On the other hand, when you wake up every day with a sense of direction, you experience a deeper, more fulfilling kind of happiness. Purpose gives your life structure, motivation, and a reason to keep moving forward. Many people believe that purpose is something grand, like saving the world, becoming famous, or making a groundbreaking discovery. But purpose doesn't have to be big to be meaningful. It can be as simple as helping others, pursuing a creative passion, or striving to become a better version of yourself each day. What matters is that it feels important to you. To engineer a life of purpose, start by identifying what truly matters to you. Ask yourself, what activities make me lose track of time? What kind of impact do I want to make on the world, no matter how small? What are my natural strengths and talents? What makes me feel alive and fulfilled? The answers to these questions will guide you toward a sense of purpose that aligns with who you are. Once you've identified what's meaningful to you, the next step is to align your daily actions with your purpose. Purpose isn't just something you think about. It's something you live. If your purpose is to help others, find small ways to serve every day. If it's to create, make time for your art, writing, or projects. If it's to inspire, share your knowledge and experiences. It's also important to stay adaptable. Purpose isn't always a straight path. It evolves as you grow, and that's okay. What excites and fulfills you today may change over time. The key is to remain open and flexible, continuously refining your purpose as you learn more about yourself. Another crucial part of a purposeful life is overcoming fear and doubt. Many people hesitate to follow their passions because they're afraid of failure, judgment, or stepping outside their comfort zone. But living with purpose means embracing challenges, learning from setbacks, and continuing forward even when things feel uncertain. Surround yourself with people who support your journey. A life of purpose is easier to maintain when you have a strong support system. People who encourage you, believe in you, and remind you why your purpose matters. Purpose isn't something you find, it's something you create. And when you align your life with what truly matters to you, happiness follows naturally. Engineer a life of meaning, and every day will feel richer, more rewarding, and deeply fulfilling. Chapter 5. Upgrade your environment for positivity. Your environment plays a bigger role in your happiness than you might think. Just like a plant needs the right soil, sunlight, and water to thrive, you need a positive and supportive environment to grow and maintain your happiness. The people you surround yourself with, the physical spaces you occupy, and even the information you consume all influence your thoughts, emotions, and well-being. By upgrading your environment, you create a space where joy and positivity can naturally flourish. Start by examining your physical environment. Is your space cluttered, chaotic, or stressful? Studies show that a cluttered environment can lead to anxiety, fatigue, and lower productivity. Take time to organize and simplify your surroundings. Create a space that feels calm, clean, and inspiring. Add small touches that make you happy, such as plants, meaningful artwork, or items that remind you of positive memories. A peaceful environment helps calm the mind and invites positive emotions. Next, consider your social environment. The people around you have a significant impact on your happiness. Are you surrounded by those who encourage and uplift you, or by those who drain your energy with negativity? If certain relationships are toxic or consistently leave you feeling down, it may be time to set boundaries or distance yourself. Instead, prioritize relationships that bring positivity, support, and joy into your life. Another critical aspect of your environment is the information you consume. What you watch, read, and listen to influences your thoughts and emotions. Constant exposure to negative news, toxic social media, or unproductive content can leave you feeling drained and discouraged. Be intentional about what you allow into your mental space. Choose books, podcasts, and media that inspire and motivate you. Just as you wouldn't eat junk food every day, don't feed your mind with negativity. Create positivity triggers throughout your day. These are small, intentional reminders that uplift your mood and reinforce positive thinking. It could be a motivational quote on your desk, a playlist of your favorite uplifting songs, or even setting your phone's wallpaper to something that makes you smile. These little triggers can have a big impact when you encounter them throughout the day. Also, don't forget the importance of nature in your environment. Spending time outdoors has been proven to reduce stress, boost mood, and improve mental clarity. Even small changes like taking a walk in the park or keeping a plant in your workspace can bring the calming and restorative effects of nature into your life. Protect your energy. Your environment isn't just physical, it's also emotional. Be aware of situations, people, or habits that drain your energy and take steps to minimize their influence. Your happiness is too valuable to be weighed down by negativity. By upgrading your environment, physically, socially, and mentally, you set the stage for happiness to thrive. The space around you becomes a reflection of the joy, peace, and positivity you want in your life. And when your environment supports your well-being, happiness doesn't feel like something you have to chase. It becomes a natural part of your daily life. Chapter 6. Build emotional resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and no one is immune to challenges. The difference between those who crumble under pressure and those who rise stronger lies in one key skill: emotional resilience. Resilience is not about avoiding difficulties. It's about learning how to bounce back from them, adapt, and continue moving forward with strength and wisdom. The more you develop emotional resilience, the less control external circumstances will have over your happiness. One of the first steps to building resilience is understanding that struggle is a natural part of life. Many people believe that happiness means avoiding pain, but in reality, challenges are what shape and strengthen us. Instead of seeing difficulties as obstacles, view them as opportunities for growth. Every setback has a lesson to teach, and every hardship helps you develop inner strength. Another important factor is practicing self-awareness. Resilient people don't ignore their emotions. They acknowledge them and understand their triggers. When you face stress, frustration, or sadness, take a moment to ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? What can I do to respond in a healthy and constructive way?" By identifying your emotions rather than reacting impulsively, you gain control over them rather than letting them control you. Developing a positive inner dialogue is another powerful way to build resilience. The way you talk to yourself during tough times matters. Instead of saying, "I can't handle this," try reframing it to, "This is challenging, but I've overcome difficulties before, and I'll get through this too." Shifting your self-talk from self-defeating to self-empowering helps you approach struggles with confidence rather than fear. Another key to resilience is focusing on what you can control. Many people waste emotional energy worrying about things they have no power over, whether it's other people's opinions, the past, or uncertain situations. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, direct your energy toward what you can do. Ask yourself, what action can I take right now to improve this situation, even in a small way? Taking even one step forward creates momentum and prevents feelings of helplessness. Building a strong support system is also essential for resilience. You don't have to face life's challenges alone. Having supportive friends, family, or mentors to turn to can make a huge difference. When you surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you, it becomes easier to navigate difficulties with strength and optimism. Cultivate self-care and stress management techniques. Your emotional resilience is directly tied to how well you take care of yourself. Regular exercise, proper rest, healthy nutrition, mindfulness and relaxation techniques all play a role in strengthening your emotional well-being. When you feel physically and mentally balanced, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges. Resilience isn't about avoiding hardships. It's about facing them with courage, wisdom, and strength. The more you practice resilience, the more unshakable you become. No matter what life throws your way, you have the power to rise, rebuild, and keep moving forward toward happiness and fulfillment. Chapter 7. Sustain happiness through growth. Happiness isn't something you achieve once and then keep forever. It's something you must nurture and sustain over time. The key to lasting happiness is growth. Life is constantly changing, and the happiest people are those who continue to learn, evolve, and challenge themselves. When you stop growing, life can feel stagnant and unfulfilling. But when you commit to continuous self-improvement, happiness becomes a natural part of your journey. One of the best ways to sustain happiness is to embrace a growth mindset. This means believing that your abilities, intelligence, and circumstances are not fixed. They can be developed through effort and learning. Instead of fearing failure, see it as part of the learning process. Every mistake is an opportunity to improve. When you focus on progress rather than perfection, happiness comes from the journey, not just the destination. Setting personal growth goals is another powerful way to maintain happiness. These goals don't have to be huge. They just need to keep you moving forward. Whether it's learning a new skill, improving your health, reading more books, or working on your mindset, setting clear goals gives you a sense of purpose and direction. Small, consistent progress leads to lasting fulfillment. Another important part of growth is stepping outside your comfort zone. It's easy to stick to routines and habits that feel safe, but real happiness comes from exploring new experiences, taking risks, and pushing your limits. Whether it's trying something new, meeting new people, or challenging yourself to think differently, stepping beyond what's familiar brings excitement, confidence, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. Self-reflection is essential for growth. Take time regularly to ask yourself, what have I learned recently? How have I grown in the past year? What areas of my life can I improve? What steps can I take to become a better version of myself? By reflecting on your progress, you stay motivated to keep growing and improving. It also helps you recognize how far you've come, which builds confidence and reinforces a sense of achievement. Another way to sustain happiness is through giving back. Growth isn't just about improving yourself, it's also about contributing to others. Helping, mentoring, or supporting others not only benefits them, but also deepens your own sense of purpose and fulfillment. When you share your knowledge, kindness, and resources, you create a positive impact and strengthen your own happiness. Embrace change rather than resist it. Life is unpredictable, and resisting change only leads to stress and frustration. Instead, see change as a natural part of growth. Be adaptable, open-minded, and willing to learn from new experiences. The more you welcome change, the more resilient and fulfilled you become. Happiness isn't a final destination. It's a lifelong process of learning, evolving, and becoming the best version of yourself. When you commit to continuous growth, you create a life filled with excitement, purpose, and deep, lasting happiness. Keep growing, and happiness will always follow. Chapter 8. Master the Art of Grateful Presence. Happiness is not just about achieving goals or improving yourself. It's also about fully experiencing and appreciating the present moment. In a world that constantly pushes us to chase the next big thing, we often forget to enjoy what we already have. True happiness comes when you master the art of grateful presence, being fully engaged in life while appreciating the beauty of each moment. Many people live in a state of, "I'll be happy when," thinking. They tell themselves, "I'll be happy when I get that promotion, when I buy a new house, when I achieve my dreams." But happiness isn't something you find in the future. It's something you cultivate in the present. If you're always waiting for something else to make you happy, you'll never truly feel satisfied. The secret to lasting happiness is learning to appreciate what's in front of you right now. One of the most powerful ways to practice grateful presence is through mindfulness. This means fully immersing yourself in what you're doing, whether it's eating, walking, listening, or simply breathing. Instead of letting your mind wander to the past or future, focus on the present moment. Notice the details around you, the sensations in your body, and the emotions you're experiencing. This simple shift in awareness can transform everyday moments into sources of joy. Another way to cultivate grateful presence is by practicing daily gratitude. Take a few moments each day to reflect on what you're thankful for. It could be something big, like the love of your family, or something small, like the warmth of the sun on your face. Research shows that regularly expressing gratitude increases overall happiness, reduces stress, and improves emotional well-being. The more you appreciate what you have, the more fulfilling your life feels. Slow down and simplify. In today's fast-paced world, we're often in a rush, constantly checking our phones, multitasking, and thinking about what's next. But true happiness is found in the simple moments. A deep conversation with a friend, a quiet walk in nature, or a heartfelt laugh. By slowing down and simplifying your life, you make space for more joy and presence. Another key to grateful presence is letting go of the need for control. Many people struggle with anxiety because they want everything in life to go according to plan. But happiness comes from embracing the flow of life rather than resisting it. Accept that not everything will go perfectly, and that's okay. Instead of worrying about what you can't control, focus on making the most of what you have. Practice finding joy in ordinary moments. Many of life's greatest joys are hidden in the everyday. Watching the sunrise, sharing a meal with loved ones, hearing your favorite song, or feeling a fresh breeze. The happiest people don't wait for extraordinary experiences to feel joy. They find it in the simplest things. Grateful presence is the key to a deeply fulfilling life. When you learn to be fully present and appreciate what you have, you stop chasing happiness and start living it. Happiness isn't in the future, it's here, right now. The more you practice grateful presence, the richer and more meaningful your life will become. Chapter 9. Cultivate inner peace for lasting happiness. Happiness that depends on external circumstances is fleeting. True, lasting happiness comes from a place of inner peace, an unshakable calmness that remains steady despite life's ups and downs. Inner peace is not about escaping reality or avoiding challenges. Instead, it is about developing a state of mind where stress, negativity, and chaos have little power over your emotional well-being. When you cultivate inner peace, you build a solid foundation for lifelong happiness, one that cannot be easily disturbed by external events. One of the most important aspects of inner peace is learning to detach from external validation. Many people tie their happiness to other people's opinions, social status, or material success. While these things can bring temporary satisfaction, they do not create deep and lasting happiness. When your self-worth is dependent on how others perceive you, you will constantly feel anxious, insecure, or unfulfilled. True peace comes when you no longer seek approval from others and instead focus on aligning with your own values, passions, and sense of purpose. A crucial step in cultivating inner peace is developing emotional control. Life will always have moments of stress, disappointment, and difficulty. But instead of reacting impulsively to every situation, learn to pause, observe your emotions, and choose how to respond. Practicing a sacred pause before reacting to a difficult situation allows you to shift from impulsive reactions to thoughtful, balanced responses. When you train your mind to stay calm in the face of challenges, you prevent unnecessary suffering and protect your inner peace. Another key to inner peace is letting go of the past and the need for control. Many people struggle with regret, guilt, or resentment over past events. They replay old mistakes or hold on to pain from past relationships, keeping themselves trapped in a cycle of negativity. But holding on to the past does not change it. It only robs you of your peace in the present. Forgiveness, both for yourself and others, is one of the most powerful ways to free yourself from emotional burdens. It does not mean forgetting or excusing what happened, but rather choosing to release the weight of pain so it no longer affects your happiness. Letting go of the need to control everything in life is essential for inner peace. No matter how much you plan, life is unpredictable. There will always be situations beyond your control, unexpected setbacks, changes in relationships, or challenges that arise out of nowhere. Instead of resisting or stressing over things you cannot change, practice acceptance. When you accept life as it is, rather than how you wish it to be, you free yourself from unnecessary suffering. Trusting the flow of life allows you to experience greater peace, even in uncertain times. Simplifying your life is another powerful way to cultivate inner peace. Many people live in a constant state of busyness, filling their days with endless tasks, distractions, and obligations. But true peace is not found in doing more. It is found in doing less with more intention. When you simplify your life, you remove unnecessary stress and create space for what truly matters. This could mean decluttering your physical space, setting clear priorities, saying no to things that drain your energy, or reducing time spent on meaningless distractions. A simpler life allows you to focus on what brings you joy, fulfillment, and peace. Another essential practice for inner peace is mindfulness and presence. The mind often creates stress by either dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, but the only place where peace exists is in the present moment. Practicing mindfulness, whether through meditation, deep breathing, or simply paying attention to your surroundings, helps anchor you in the now. When you focus fully on what you are doing, without distraction or worry, you experience a profound sense of calm and clarity. Mindfulness is not just about meditation, it is about being fully engaged in life, whether you are eating, walking, working, or spending time with loved ones. Spending time in nature is another powerful way to restore inner peace. The natural world has a grounding effect on the mind and body. The sound of the wind, the sight of a flowing river, or the warmth of the sun can instantly bring a sense of calm. Nature reminds us to slow down, breathe, and reconnect with the present. Even something as simple as taking a short walk outside can help clear your mind and reduce stress. Cultivating inner peace also requires taking care of your mind and body. Your physical health and emotional well-being are deeply connected. When your body is exhausted, stressed, or deprived of proper nutrition, it becomes much harder to maintain a sense of calm. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, quality sleep, and relaxation practices all contribute to inner peace. Taking care of yourself physically strengthens your ability to handle life's challenges with greater ease. One of the most overlooked yet essential components of inner peace is practicing self-compassion. Many people are their own worst critics, constantly judging themselves for their mistakes, imperfections, or shortcomings. But inner peace cannot exist in a mind that is filled with self-criticism. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. When you embrace self-compassion, you let go of the unrealistic expectation of perfection and allow yourself to grow without harsh judgment. Inner peace is sustained by aligning your life with your core values. When your actions, relationships, and decisions are in harmony with what truly matters to you, you experience a deep sense of fulfillment. However, when you compromise your values for external approval, financial gain, or temporary pleasure, you create internal conflict that disrupts your peace. Regularly reflect on your values and ask yourself, "Am I living in a way that aligns with what truly matters to me? Do my daily choices reflect my deepest beliefs? What changes can I make to live with greater authenticity?" When you align with your values, you create a life of integrity and purpose, which naturally brings inner peace. Inner peace is not something you find, it is something you cultivate from within. It is the ability to remain calm despite life's uncertainties, to let go of what no longer serves you, and to embrace each moment with presence and gratitude. The more you nurture inner peace, the more resilient you become, and the more lasting your happiness will be. Happiness that is rooted in inner peace is unshakable. It does not depend on circumstances, external validation, or material success. It comes from knowing that no matter what happens in life, you have the ability to remain centered, grounded, and at peace within yourself. Chapter 10: The Power of Self-Love and Acceptance. Happiness begins with how you see yourself. No matter how much success you achieve, how many people admire you, or how perfect your life may seem on the outside, true happiness is impossible without self-love and self-acceptance. Many people spend their lives seeking validation from others, trying to fit into societal expectations, or endlessly chasing perfection, only to feel unfulfilled. The truth is, lasting happiness comes from embracing yourself fully, just as you are. Self-love is not arrogance, selfishness, or thinking you are better than others. It is about respecting yourself, valuing your worth, and treating yourself with kindness. It is understanding that you deserve happiness, love, and care, not because of what you achieve or how you look, but simply because you are human. Without self-love, it is easy to fall into patterns of self-criticism, insecurity, and fear of rejection. When you truly love yourself, you create a solid foundation for joy, confidence, and emotional resilience. One of the biggest barriers to self-love is self-criticism and negative self-talk. Many people have an inner voice that constantly points out their flaws, replays past mistakes, or tells them they are not good enough. This voice is often shaped by past experiences, societal pressures, or comparisons to others. But it is important to remember that your thoughts are not always the truth. The way you speak to yourself matters, because over time, those words shape your beliefs and your reality. Imagine if you spoke to a loved one the way you speak to yourself. Would it be kind, encouraging, and supportive? If not, it's time to change your inner dialogue. Replace self-criticism with self-compassion. Instead of saying, "I'm not good enough," try saying, "I am doing my best, and that is enough." Instead of dwelling on mistakes, remind yourself that every failure is a lesson, not a definition of your worth. Another key to self-love is letting go of comparison. In today's digital world, it is easy to feel like everyone else has a better life, better looks, or more success. Social media often presents an illusion. People share their highlights, not their struggles. Comparing your real life to someone else's curated version of reality will only lead to frustration and self-doubt. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. Focus on your own growth, progress, and happiness, rather than trying to measure up to someone else's standards. Self-acceptance is just as important as self-love. It means embracing all parts of yourself, the strengths, the flaws, the past mistakes, and the imperfections. Many people believe they need to be perfect to be worthy of love and happiness, but perfection is an impossible standard. True happiness comes when you accept yourself fully, without waiting to fix something first. You are not defined by your past. You are not limited by your flaws. You are a work in progress, just like everyone else. When you stop fighting against yourself and start embracing who you are, you create space for peace and joy. Practicing self-care is another essential way to nurture self-love. Many people prioritize taking care of others but neglect themselves. But you cannot pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it is necessary. Self-care can be physical, like eating well, exercising, and getting enough rest. It can also be emotional, like setting boundaries, saying no when needed, or taking breaks when you feel overwhelmed. It is about doing things that nourish your body, mind, and soul. Ask yourself, what makes me feel happy and refreshed? What activities bring me joy and peace? Then make time for those things regularly. Another way to cultivate self-love is by surrounding yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with shape your thoughts and self-perception. If you are constantly around people who criticize, judge, or bring negativity, it will be harder to maintain self-love. Seek out those who uplift, support, and encourage you. Likewise, be mindful of the content you consume. Books, movies, social media, and news all have an impact on how you see yourself and the world. Choose influences that reinforce positivity, self-worth, and personal growth. One of the most powerful practices for self-love and acceptance is forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Holding on to guilt, regret, or resentment keeps you trapped in negativity. Forgiving yourself does not mean excusing mistakes, but rather acknowledging them, learning from them, and allowing yourself to move forward. You are not the same person you were in the past. You have grown, learned, and evolved. Give yourself the grace to start fresh. Similarly, forgiving others frees you from the emotional burden of anger or hurt. It does not mean forgetting what happened or allowing toxic people back into your life. It simply means choosing not to let past pain control your present happiness. A key part of self-love is also recognizing your own value. Your worth is not determined by external factors like achievements, appearance, or other people's opinions. It is inherent. You were born worthy of love and happiness, and nothing can take that away. Start affirming your worth daily. Write down or repeat positive affirmations such as, I am enough, just as I am. I deserve love, kindness, and happiness. My worth is not defined by others. I am growing and evolving every day. Finally, understand that self-love is a journey, not a destination. It is not something you achieve overnight. It is a practice you cultivate every day. Some days you will feel confident and self-assured. Other days, doubts and insecurities may creep in. That is normal. The key is to keep coming back to self-love, even on the difficult days. Keep choosing kindness toward yourself. Keep practicing self-care and keep reminding yourself of your worth. When you truly love and accept yourself, happiness becomes natural. You stop seeking external validation. You free yourself from unnecessary stress, and you build a life that aligns with your true self. Happiness is not about becoming someone else. It is about embracing exactly who you are and knowing that who you are is enough. Chapter 11. Embrace change and adapt for a happier life. Change is one of the few certainties in life. No matter how carefully you plan or how comfortable you become, change will always come, sometimes expected, sometimes sudden. For many, change can feel unsettling, even frightening. People resist it because it disrupts routines, brings uncertainty, and forces them out of their comfort zones. But here's the truth. Happiness is not about avoiding change. It's about learning to embrace and adapt to it. Those who resist change often struggle, while those who learn to flow with it find greater peace, growth, and long-term happiness. One of the biggest reasons people fear change is the loss of control. The human mind craves stability, and when life shifts in unexpected ways, whether it's a career transition, the end of a relationship, a financial struggle, or even aging, it can feel like everything is falling apart. But the reality is, change is not the enemy. It is an opportunity for transformation. Every change, no matter how difficult, holds the potential for something better. The key to happiness is shifting your perspective. Instead of seeing change as a threat, see it as a chance to evolve, grow, and experience something new. One way to embrace change is by developing a flexible mindset. People who struggle the most with change tend to have a rigid way of thinking. They want things to stay the same because it feels safe. But life does not work that way. Everything in nature changes. The seasons shift, rivers flow, and even the cells in your body are constantly renewing. The happiest people understand that change is a natural part of life. Instead of fighting against it, they adjust and find ways to make the most of new circumstances. Another important factor is letting go of attachment to the past. Many people struggle with change because they are holding on to what used to be, old relationships, former jobs, past versions of themselves. But clinging to the past only creates suffering. The past is a place to learn from, not a place to live in. When you resist change because you long for what was, you prevent yourself from seeing the opportunities that exist in the present. Instead of mourning what's lost, focus on what's ahead. What new possibilities does this change bring? What lessons can you carry forward? Shifting your focus from what's gone to what's possible allows you to find happiness in transition. Resisting change often leads to fear and anxiety. But when you practice acceptance, you release unnecessary stress. Acceptance does not mean giving up or being passive. It means acknowledging reality as it is, rather than wishing it were different. When you accept change, you stop wasting energy fighting against what you cannot control, and instead direct that energy toward adapting and thriving. Another way to navigate change with happiness is by developing resilience. Resilience is your ability to recover from setbacks and challenges. It is what allows people to move forward after loss, rebuild after failure, and find hope even in difficult times. Resilience is not something you are born with. It is something you build through experience. Every time you overcome a challenge, you strengthen your ability to handle future changes with confidence. A practical way to strengthen resilience is by reframing challenges as growth opportunities. Instead of thinking, "Why is this happening to me?" try asking, "What is this teaching me? How can I use this experience to grow?" Life's challenges are often disguised as lessons. Every difficult situation carries a chance to develop patience, wisdom, strength, or courage. The happiest people are not those who never face struggles, but those who learn from every struggle they encounter. Another key to embracing change is staying open to new experiences. Often, people resist change because they fear the unknown. But stepping into the unknown is where life's greatest opportunities lie. Think about the most exciting, fulfilling moments in your life. They likely happened when you tried something new, took a risk, or stepped out of your comfort zone. Happiness thrives in growth, and growth requires change. One of the most powerful ways to find peace in change is trusting in life's flow. Sometimes things do not go according to plan, and that's okay. Often, the things we resist the most are the very things that lead us to where we need to be. When you trust that life is unfolding in the way it's meant to, even if you can't see the full picture, you free yourself from unnecessary worry and stress. Instead of fearing the future, embrace it with curiosity and excitement. Another important aspect of handling change is taking care of yourself during transitions. Change, even positive change, can be emotionally draining. During periods of transition, make self-care a priority. Give yourself time to process emotions, practice relaxation techniques, and lean on supportive friends and family. A strong foundation of self-care makes it easier to navigate change with a clear mind and a steady heart. Surrounding yourself with positive influences also plays a huge role in how well you adapt to change. The people you spend time with shape your mindset. If you are around those who fear change, complain about challenges, or resist growth, their negativity can influence you. On the other hand, if you surround yourself with people who embrace change, see challenges as opportunities, and encourage personal growth, you will find it easier to navigate life's transitions with confidence. One of the most powerful tools for handling change is gratitude. Even in the midst of difficult transitions, there are always things to be grateful for. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right. When you actively look for things to appreciate, you train your mind to see the good in every situation, even during times of uncertainty. Instead of saying, "Everything is changing and I don't know what to do," try saying, "I am grateful for the opportunities this change is bringing into my life." This simple shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your happiness. Change is inevitable, but how you respond to it determines your happiness. You can resist, fear, and struggle against it, or you can embrace it, adapt, and grow. When you learn to see change as an ally rather than an enemy, life becomes an adventure rather than a burden. Happiness is not found in holding on to the past or fearing the future. It is found in fully embracing the present, no matter where life takes you. So, the next time life presents you with change, remember, it is not something to fear. It is an invitation to grow, to evolve, and to create new possibilities. Instead of resisting, lean in. Instead of fearing, embrace. Change is not here to break you. It is here to transform you. And with the right mindset, every change can lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Chapter 12. Spread your happiness, the ripple effect of a joyful life. Happiness is not an isolated experience confined solely to your inner world. It is a force that naturally extends outward, touching lives in ways you might never fully imagine. When you design your life to be joyful, every smile, every kind word, and every moment of genuine connection creates a ripple that can transform not only your own existence, but also the lives of those around you. The journey to sustained happiness is deeply personal, yet its impact is inherently communal. Every step you take toward a more joyful existence empowers you to share that light with others, ultimately contributing to a collective atmosphere of hope, kindness, and inspiration. Imagine your happiness as a pebble dropped into a still pond. The initial splash represents your own transformation, but the ripples that follow gradually expand, touching every corner of the water. In the same way, when you embrace a life full of love, resilience, and inner peace, the energy you create naturally reaches out and uplifts the people you encounter. This ripple effect is subtle at first, a kind gesture here, an encouraging word there. But over time, these small acts of joy build into a powerful current that can transform communities, workplaces, and even entire social networks. It is a reminder that while your journey toward happiness is deeply personal, its benefits are meant to be shared, creating a legacy that can inspire and empower others long after the moment has passed. As you navigate your day-to-day life with a renewed sense of joy and purpose, you may notice that your interactions with others become richer and more meaningful. People are drawn to those who exude a genuine sense of contentment and positivity. When you share your happiness, you encourage others to open up, to explore their own potential for joy, and to break free from cycles of negativity or self-doubt. This mutual exchange of positive energy fosters environments where creativity flourishes, collaboration becomes more natural, and communities build stronger bonds through shared experiences of care and understanding. The simple act of sharing your joy can plant seeds of hope in others, seeds that, when nurtured, blossom into their own journeys of personal growth and fulfillment. Embracing the role of a happiness ambassador does not require grand gestures or monumental efforts. It begins with the small, everyday choices you make, choosing to listen deeply to a friend in need, offering a smile to a stranger, or taking a moment to express sincere gratitude for the contributions of others. These seemingly minor actions have a profound impact because they validate the inherent worth of the people around you. When you consistently demonstrate that happiness is both attainable and sustainable, you empower others to believe in the possibility of a better, more connected world. The transformation starts within you, but its reach extends far beyond, creating a network of support and positivity that can redefine the culture of any community. Sharing your happiness can lead to unexpected opportunities for growth and learning. By engaging with others and opening up about your experiences, you create a dynamic environment where ideas and perspectives are exchanged freely. This dialogue not only reinforces your own practices of joy and self-improvement, but also introduces you to new methods, insights, and strategies that can enhance your understanding of what it means to live a fulfilling life. In this way, the act of sharing becomes a two-way street. While you provide inspiration and encouragement, you also receive feedback and wisdom from those who have walked similar paths. This continuous exchange enriches your journey, reminding you that happiness is not a static destination, but a vibrant, ever-evolving process. The ripple effect of happiness is further amplified by the power of empathy and compassion. When you allow yourself to be vulnerable and share your authentic self with others, you break down the barriers that separate individuals and build bridges of understanding and trust. This openness not only fosters deeper personal relationships, but also creates a safe space for others to express their own struggles and triumphs. In environments where empathy thrives, people feel seen, heard, and valued. The simple acknowledgement of another person's feelings can spark a chain reaction of kindness and support, reinforcing the idea that we are all interconnected in our pursuit of a joyful life. It is also important to recognize that sharing your happiness is an act of courage. In a world where vulnerability is often mistaken for weakness, choosing to openly celebrate your inner light can inspire others to confront their own fears and uncertainties. Your willingness to share both your successes and your struggles demonstrates that happiness is not about a constant state of perfection, but about embracing the full spectrum of human experience. This honesty invites others to step away from the shadows of comparison and self-criticism, and to find strength in their own unique stories. By sharing your journey authentically, you help demystify the process of achieving lasting happiness, showing that it is accessible to anyone willing to take the first step. The act of sharing your happiness can serve as a powerful catalyst for change on a broader scale. When you contribute to a culture of joy and positivity, you challenge societal norms that prioritize competition, scarcity, and isolation. Instead, you help foster an environment where collaboration and mutual support are celebrated, whether through mentoring, community involvement, or simply being a positive presence in your daily interactions. Your actions can ripple outward to influence larger systems and institutions. In doing so, you become a part of a transformative movement, one that values emotional well-being, inclusive growth, and the collective power of shared joy. As you continue on your journey of designing and sustaining your happiness, remember that every interaction is an opportunity to leave a lasting impact. The legacy of your happiness is not measured by grand achievements or material success, but by the genuine connections you forge and the lives you touch along the way. Each moment of shared joy reinforces the notion that happiness is contagious, a force that multiplies exponentially as it spreads from one person to the next. In nurturing your own inner light and allowing it to shine brightly, you become a beacon of hope, a reminder that even in the midst of life's challenges, a single spark of joy can ignite a movement of transformation and healing. Spreading your happiness is both a personal commitment and a gift to the world. It is an acknowledgement that while you are the architect of your own joy, you are also an integral part of a larger, interconnected tapestry of human experience. Every act of kindness, every shared smile, and every moment of genuine connection contributes to a collective reservoir of positivity that can uplift entire communities. In embracing the ripple effect of your happiness, you honor not only your own journey, but also the potential for a brighter, more compassionate future for all. Chapter 13. Embrace the lifelong journey of designing happiness. Designing your happiness is not a one-time event or a final destination. It is an ongoing, ever-evolving journey. Just when you think you have found the perfect balance, life has a way of introducing new challenges, opportunities, and experiences. The good news is that each of these changes presents a chance to deepen your understanding of yourself and refine the life you are creating. By recognizing happiness as an active, lifelong process, you empower yourself to continually grow, adapt, and thrive, no matter what comes your way. A key element of this journey is self-discovery. Each season of life reveals new layers of your personality, values, and aspirations. What brings you joy at one stage may shift as you gain new experiences and insights. Embrace these changes with an open heart. Instead of clinging to old definitions of who you should be, allow yourself the freedom to explore new interests, set fresh goals, and dream bigger dreams. Think of self-discovery as an exciting adventure, an ongoing process of learning what resonates with your soul and lights up your spirit. This spirit of exploration naturally leads to continuous growth. When you commit to lifelong learning, you consistently find ways to expand your skill set, challenge your assumptions, and discover untapped potential. Growth might look like formal education, such as taking a class or learning a new language, or it could be as simple as reading diverse books, listening to inspiring podcasts, or trying out a creative hobby. What matters is that you keep stretching beyond your comfort zone. This steady pursuit of bettering yourself not only enriches your mind, but also fosters a sense of purpose, which is a fundamental cornerstone of sustained happiness. Another integral component of your ongoing happiness journey is self-reflection. Regularly take time to step back from the busyness of life and observe how far you have come and where you wish to go next. Journaling, meditating, or simply taking a long walk in nature can create the quiet space you need to listen to your own thoughts and feelings. These reflective moments allow you to track your progress, celebrate your accomplishments, and pinpoint areas that need adjustment. Self-reflection keeps you aligned with your core values and helps ensure that you do not drift away from what genuinely makes you happy. The path of designing happiness is rarely smooth. Even with the best intentions and careful planning, setbacks are inevitable. You might encounter unexpected hurdles, a job loss, a health concern, a difficult relationship, or a sudden change in your circumstances. These challenges can feel like stumbling blocks, but in truth, they often serve as catalysts for growth. The most important thing is not to avoid or deny these difficulties, but to face them with courage, curiosity, and resilience. When you view setbacks as opportunities to learn and evolve, you transform obstacles into stepping stones, each one bringing you closer to the life you envision. Embracing the lifelong journey of happiness also involves periodic reinvention. Give yourself permission to start over when necessary. Sometimes the routines and goals you once held dear no longer match the person you are becoming. It is natural to outgrow certain relationships, habits, or career paths as you learn more about yourself and your place in the world. Although letting go can be scary, it often paves the way for something more meaningful. By continuously evaluating and realigning your life with your evolving values and interests, you keep the spirit of happiness alive. Of course, you do not have to walk this path alone. One of the greatest joys of the lifelong happiness journey is cultivating supportive connections. Seek out mentors, friends, and communities that resonate with your values and aspirations. Surrounding yourself with people who uplift, encourage, and challenge you in healthy ways will keep you motivated and remind you of the bigger picture. Likewise, be willing to offer your own support and guidance to others who are on their own paths of transformation. Sharing wisdom, experiences, and kindness not only strengthens your relationships, but also amplifies the collective energy of hope and positivity. Honoring your well-being remains crucial as your life's circumstances shift. Prioritize self-care as a non-negotiable, whether that means safeguarding your personal time, maintaining healthy boundaries, or setting realistic expectations for yourself and others. Remember that your happiness thrives when you nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Keep engaging in activities that ground and energize you, from physical exercise and balanced nutrition to creative pursuits and relaxation techniques. When you are healthy and at peace within, you are better equipped to handle whatever life places in your path. As you gain wisdom and experience over the years, your idea of happiness may become broader, more nuanced, and deeply personal. You might find that your sense of joy shifts from external achievements to internal fulfillment. The fleeting highs of success and material gains can evolve into a steadfast contentment anchored by strong personal values, meaningful relationships, and a sense of contribution. When you allow yourself to redefine happiness in this expansive way, you cultivate a sense of inner abundance that remains resilient, even amid the changing tides of life. Embrace the truth that the journey itself is part of the reward. Designing your happiness is not a race or a competition. It is a continuous dance between your aspirations and your reality, between your dreams and the lessons life teaches you along the way. Be patient with yourself and celebrate each small step forward. Recognize that mistakes and detours are a natural part of the process. The joy is in the discovering, the learning, and the becoming. By fully engaging in the present moment, wherever you are on your path, you free yourself to appreciate each twist and turn of your ever-unfolding story. Above all, remember that your happiness journey is profoundly unique. No one else possesses your exact combination of experiences, strengths, and passions. By honoring your individuality and trusting your instincts, you ensure that the life you are designing stays true to who you truly are. And as your journey continues, you become an ever-evolving example of how happiness can be intentionally shaped, nurtured, and sustained. Through curiosity, courage, and unwavering self-compassion, you build a life that not only brings joy to you, but also inspires and uplifts everyone you encounter. Happiness is much more than a fleeting emotion. It's an intentional design, an ongoing process that touches every aspect of your life. From the way you shape your mindset and cultivate small daily rituals, to the relationships you nurture, each decision either lifts you toward joy or pulls you away from it. By engineering a sense of purpose, creating a positive environment, and building emotional resilience, you lay a foundation on which genuine fulfillment can flourish. Growth is an essential part of this journey, continuously challenging yourself, learning from experiences, and stepping beyond your comfort zone to deepen and sustain your well-being. At the same time, happiness isn't merely an individual pursuit. As you develop your capacity for gratitude, presence, and inner peace, you naturally share these gifts with others. By practicing self-love, adapting to life's inevitable changes, and radiating kindness outward, you spark a ripple effect that can transform the people and communities around you. Each thoughtful action, no matter how small, reinforces a collective atmosphere of hope and positivity. Above all, the pursuit of happiness is not a destination, but a lifelong journey. Embrace its evolving nature. Allow yourself to grow and reinvent as you gain new insights and experiences. Reflect on your progress, celebrate your wins, and learn from the detours. Remember that setbacks are not failures, they're stepping stones that teach resilience. Through every twist and turn, keep coming back to your core values and deepest aspirations. Happiness is an active choice, one you make day after day, moment by moment. By weaving these principles into your life, mindset, daily rituals, meaningful relationships, purpose, positivity, resilience, growth, presence, inner peace, self-love, adaptability, generosity, and lifelong learning, you become the architect of your own well-being. And in doing so, you illuminate a path that inspires others to build their own versions of a joyful life. Ultimately, designing your happiness means stepping into your power, honoring the person you are becoming, and savoring every moment along the way. When you choose to cultivate happiness from the inside out, you discover a deep, enduring sense of fulfillment that no external circumstance can ever take away.